Today's devotional was written by the Reverend Dr. Jane Holtzclaw. During recent travels, I fell victim to airline drama, a canceled flight likely to cause me to miss the event that was the purpose of my journey. The agent, in a position of power, easily could have thwarted my ability to make my destination. He chose, however, to address my predicament in a meaningful manner. Psalm 72 felt to be a prayer or hymn sung at the coronation of a king, speaks to the powerful relationship of a king to his people and of the king to God. Many scholars also find it to be messianic. It is interesting to that the focus is not on the king's power in terms of authority, wealth, or military strength. Rather, the king is charged with being the hands and feet of God, caring for his people, God's people, by providing for the poor and the oppressed, according to the will of God. May he defend the cause of the poor of the people, give deliverance to the needy, and crush the oppressor. We all live in community with one another, and in that community we each have a place of power in relationships, a type of kinship. This psalm serves as a call to action in our relationship with others. It is our duty to act in accordance with that which God desires. And God provides what we need to do just that. Rain that falls on the mown grass, showers that water the earth. We are not in this alone, and for that we can rejoice and be grateful. Let us pray. Gracious God, as we travel on our journey through Advent, open our eyes to see what you want us to see. Open our ears to hear what you want us to hear, so that we may live more fully, live into that which you created us to be, bringing righteousness to the poor and justice to the oppressed. Amen.